Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So let me ask you, what's your most valuable asset in your business? What should you cherish the most? What should you put your attention into? What should you absolutely guard at all expenses? Is it your trucks, your building, your inventory, your customers? Well, all of those things are important, especially your customers, but the most valuable thing in your business is your employees, the people that work for you. Every single one of those people should be a profit center. Every single one of those people permits you to do business. Every single one of those people, if they weren't there, you couldn't be doing the volume of business that you're doing. But how much time do we really spend and how much do we really invest in our employees? Do we train them? Do we talk to them? Do we understand them? Do we create a culture that really works and is an environment that they want to be in? Now, I understand that not all employees are superstar employees. Some people are just average and some people you wish you've never seen before. But we're always trying to make sure that we are upgrading our staff and that we are giving the people who are not really up to the job the biggest opportunity of their life, and that's to go find another job. But the people that are there, the people that work so hard, the people that show up, the people that give you part of their life, are they given the respect that they should be given? Do you really say, you know what, I'd be in real trouble if I didn't have these people? Do you look at it and you say, I'm going to see how I can help them do a better job. I'm going to get them the training that they need. I'm going to get them the tools that they need. Maybe it's even updating their computers. I'm going to make them feel welcome. I'm going to make them feel at home because I have expectations that they are going to be extremely successful. They're going to work hard. They're going to create things. They are absolutely the company. Without them, we've got nothing. How much time and respect do we give them? Are we compensating them fairly? I know that, over the years, profits haven't been exactly what they should be, and there are businesses that are struggling. But if we're not taking care of them, if we're not compensating them properly, what are they going to do? They're going to say, I have value. My value is worth more to another company. They will pay me more. I'm going to jump ship. Then we've got a problem. Every single person in your company needs to be evaluated, not just for what you can do, what they can do for you, but what can you do for them? Let's think about it. Let's spend some time. Let's take a look at the bigger picture, and let's see how we can make our company work even more efficiently and more profitably by helping our people understand and by making them feel welcome and making them feel like you've got their best interest in mind. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.